Guardian Unlimited.
Norman Mailer has won this year's Literary Review Bad Sex in Fiction Award. Was it deserved?
It was very much deserved. I mean, Norman Mailer is a writer of great ingenuity and variety, but the Literary Review Bad Sex in Fiction Award is all about sort of mixed metaphors. And it was the crude description of the male member as a coil of excrement and a battering ram and a dog within sort of 2 minutes that actually tipped the balance in his favour.
Yes, it was a particularly vivid simile. Let's just hear a bit.
Fanny had told her once what to do, so Clara turned head to foot and put her most unmentionable part down on his hard-breathing nose and mouth and took his old battering ram into her lips. Uncle was now as soft as a coil of excrement. She sucked on him nonetheless with an avidity that could have come only from the evil one. That she knew. From there the impulse had come. So now they both had their heads at the wrong end, and the evil one was there. He had never been so close before.
Is it always bad news when writers get down to describing the appearance of sexual organs?
It's not always bad news. I mean, some writers are quite good at it, but most of them sort of tend to resort to, you know, pornographical descriptions. There's a lot of straining under waistbands and bulging trousers, and I think maybe it's a peculiarly British thing that people feel rather embarrassed about it. And so either they go, you know, the pornographic route, or they try and be lyrical about it, which is just even worse.
It's a bit harsh to award it to Norman Mailer, given that he's just died, though, isn't it?
Well, we think that he would have taken it in very good spirit because he was such a pugnacious character, and, you know, his life was, you know, he had a lot of girlfriends, he had a lot of sex, and his writing is so good, and the prize is not about humiliating people, it's about saying, you know, what are you doing writing this ridiculous sex scene?
Norman Mailer did have some fierce competition this year, though, didn't he?
Had some very fierce competition. The closest to winning was Ali Smith, with her hilarious and actually oddly rather beautifully written passage about wings and birds that can sing Mozart.
Well, what is it about sex that brings out the worst in otherwise great authors?
I just think it's embarrassment. I think people don't know how to deal with it, and people have sort of such, you know, cliched views of it. Like, it's either kind of quite naughty and a bit rude, or it's just, you know, lyrical and ridiculous. So I just think people don't know how to deal with it. I mean, the French are good at writing about sex, but we're not.
Yeah, which novelists have been successful?
Well, I think Angela Carter's very good at writing about sex. Evelyn Waugh, even though he wasn't actually allowed to, because of the times, allowed to write about sex, any passage in which he has two characters who have just had sex or are about to have sex, they're always beautifully written.
Guardian Unlimited.